The Florida House is advancing a medical marijuana proposal packed with last-minute changes to bring it closer to the Senate position. And for some in the House, it's a tough sell. I'm Nick Evans. Early on, Majority Leader Ray Rodriguez zigged to the right on his medical cannabis proposal, incorporating ideas from marijuana opponents and picking up hardliners in his chamber. But then at the 11th hour, he zagged on him. Here's Venice Republican Representative Julio Gonzalez.
You see, there's a Trojan horse stuck in this bill, whether we meant it or not, and that is the chronic non-malignant pain definition.
Rodriguez is now embracing the Senate position, giving doctors the green light to recommend the drug for pain so long as it's tied to a qualifying condition, like cancer, multiple sclerosis, and the like. Throughout this year's session, the Senate position has been less restrictive, and not just when it comes to pain. Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley's proposal has fewer requirements for caregivers, no 90-day doctor-patient relationship requirement, and central to the debate, lower thresholds when it comes to adding new growers. But on that last bit, Rodriguez says he struck a deal.
In the bill that you voted on last week, for every 100,000 new patients, we directed DOH to issue 3 new licenses. The Senate wanted 5 new licenses issued for every 75,000 new patients. Where we have compromised is 4 new licenses for every 100,000 patients. So that is what is in the bill.
He explains the House and Senate are still at odds over capping the number of storefronts a license holder can establish. The Senate believes with a limited number of growers, unlimited storefronts could allow early entrants to monopolize the marketplace and inflate prices. But Rodriguez believes more storefronts means more access.
I think from a patient perspective, when they think about access, what's important to them is how close is a storefront. From a patient perspective, when they think about access, what's important to them is how quickly can one of the dispensaries deliver the product to them.
Rodriguez's measure is now on its way to the Senate, and his moderation only cost him the votes of members on the extremes. Stewart Republican Gail Harrell has been outspoken in her opposition to cannabis, but she came on board because she believes a state tracking system will keep physicians from recommending the drug excessively. Across the aisle, though, Orlando Democrat Carlos Guillermo Smith says the bill is still too restrictive when it comes to treating pain. He notes chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD.
So would we rather this person get prescription opioids to handle the pain? Maybe they're chasing those pills down with booze. Who knows? Or would we prefer that they smoke a bowl and go to sleep and actually wake up the next morning?
Senators plan to take up their version of medical cannabis legislation Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.